Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are here with the cast and crew of Rocky the Musical, which is coming to Toby's Dinner Theater, March 26th through the June 5th. Just start by introducing your names and your titles, or I guess, or the role you play. Start with Mark.
I am Mark Minnick, associate producer and one of the directors with Toby Ornstein of Rocky.
And who's playing Rocky?
That'll be me, Patrick Gover. I'm playing Rocky.
And who's Adrian?
That's me. I'm Lydia Gifford, and I'm playing Adrian.
And last but not least, Rocky's famous opponent, Apollo Creed. Who's that?
Yes, that would be me. My name is Gerald Jordan, and I am playing Apollo Creed.
Well, great. If you can't hear it in my voice, Rocky is one of my all-time favorite movies. I saw the musical on Broadway as well. But anyway, like, yeah, it's just one of the great timeless tales. Let's start with Mark, sort of an overview. How did you and Toby decide that your next show was going to be this amazing underdog story?
Okay. Well, in 2014, Rocky opened on Broadway. I think it was March 13th, actually, real close, 8 years ago. And the actors who played Rocky and Adrian on Broadway, Andy Carl and Margot Siebert, both worked at Toby's in the early days of their careers. Both of them did numerous things, projects with Toby. So, of course, she had to make her way up to New York City to see the show. And she said, "One day we're going to do this show at Toby's." Well, fast forward, about a year and a half ago, Music Theater International, that holds the rights to Rocky, announced that it was now available for licensing. And on that same day, Toby left her apartment, walking around the corner to go to the corner bakery, and noticed Title Boxing Club. She picked up her phone at the corner bakery and called me and said, Mark, Rocky is available to do. And I just walked outside, and Title Boxing is right in my building. And Margo and Andy worked at Toby's. It's a sign. We have to do it. Call them now. Get the title now." I said, okay. So I went and I started to make the calls. And then she called me back and said, "I'm now inside Title Boxing." She went inside and introduced herself, asked for the owner, and said, "I'm Toby Ornstein from Toby's. We're doing Rocky the Musical, and you have to partner with us on this project." Well, nobody says no to Toby. And 2 days later, Title Boxing was partnered with us. They're providing all the training for Rocky. Our guys have been going there for like months to train, and we're gosh, a week away. It was a great story, but Toby saw it. She said, "It's all just coming together, and this is a sign we're doing it."
I love it. And just one more really quick for you, Mark. You always do a good job of teeing up sort of you lay out the plot summary. So I mean, it feels like we probably all know Rocky, but just give them the basic premise. So, this is the tale of, et cetera.
See, Jason, I know what a movie guy you are, and I expected you to go to town on this one.
Yeah, but I can't use the sound bite. I can't if I
All
if
right,
it's
right, right,
in my
right.
voice.
Rocky Balboa, small-time club fighter from Philadelphia, and he's working as a debt collector. He gets a chance at the World Heavyweight Championship title. And for the few people who may not know, Rocky's not all about boxing. And while that is a major element to the story, it's truly an underdog love story between Rocky and Adrian. And ultimately, they realize that their love for each other is more important than any fight. It's a beautiful love story.
It really is. I've always said it's one of the greatest love stories in movie history, not to mention the great, sports movies. So yes, I'm glad it's perfect to tee up for like a romantic musical like this. All right, well, let's bring in the cast. Rocky Balboa. How much fun is it playing it's such an underdog character, right? I mean, it's sort of a it's rewarding to chart sort of like that rags to riches character arc, right?
Yeah, it's a great time. This is such a fun role, and it's cool, like not learning dance steps, but learning boxing steps, which is so much fun. And I mean, I love this character too. I could feel him when I saw the movie. So he just it's a great story, and I have a ball playing him.
Absolutely. Now, do you have to? I assume. I guess. How do you get into the old accent? That "Hey, yo, Adrian." Like, how do you adopt that sound?
Well, when I was looking up like Philly accent, it occurred to me it was kind of like a New York and Maryland like sandwich a little bit. So I have a Maryland accent, but I think it was also just adapting to the New York style accent. And I was talking to my sister who lived in Philly for a couple of years. She went to University of the Arts in Philadelphia. So she knew some South Philly people. So she had some stuff, some advice to give me a little bit. And I mean, also talking to Mark too, like, you know, it was, instead of saying, oh, but like, oh, you know, like dropping everything a little bit. So it's something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I like how you said that. A New York, Maryland sandwich. Or I guess it's a cheesesteak.
Yeah. Probably.
Really? All right. Well, yo, Adrian, are you there? Let's tag you in here into the ring. Talk about your role as Adrian. And we mentioned it's such a great love story. But yeah, remind folks why it is such a good love story. I mean, it working in the pet shop and she sort of goes through her own journey too. You know, with her brother Paulie sort of being really verbally abusive to her, and she's really shy. But you know what I mean? Like, talk about how Rocky's not the only one in this story that has a journey.
Yeah, it's been a really interesting time kind of getting to know this character. She is, the way I see it and the way I think she's portrayed in both the musical and the movie, she's a victim of abuse. Her parents were abusive, her brother's abusive, and she's been told all her life that she's nothing, she'll never amount to anything. In the musical, she describes herself as a weed that keeps getting stepped on. But in reality, she just wants a chance to blossom. And, you know, I think we all in our lives sometimes just need someone to believe in us in order for us to succeed or to take it to the next level. And I think that's such a human struggle, and everyone can relate to that, you know, whether you're suffering from abuse or whether you've been told, you know, you'll never make it. You know, I think that that's such a human struggle that we can all relate to. And it's such a powerful story because, you know, Rocky is the only person that seems to see anything in her and see her inner beauty and her inner potential. And yeah, it's just such a powerful emotion to be portraying on stage.
Absolutely. It's this two iconic love story romance characters, and when people are putting together their favorite romances, people, you know, I feel like they always, that not many people list Rocky because in their minds they think it's a sports movie. You know, they'll list, I don't know, Titanic or Gone with the Wind or whatever, but like, come on, Rocky and Adrian is an iconic love duo. Absolutely. All right, well, last but not least, let's bring in Apollo Creed. Creed in three, he told the crowd. Tell me about, and the role of Creed is now back in our pop culture because of the Creed sequels now too. But talk about how fun it is to play this character, sort of like a Muhammad Ali, like a braggadocious, but backs it up.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's truly an honor. It's a character that's just a lot of fun. I mean, he's standing on top of the world and everyone knows it, you know, and it's something where at the same time, there is this dynamic where the one thing he yearns for is just a really good fight. And it's something that he just doesn't think he can find because no one can stand toe to toe with him, you know, and so it's really been a really fun journey of you know, playing really such a physical role, just where you're, you know, you, every time you step on stage, you are expected to be the best. You're expected to be, you know, just a character that really no one can stand against, you know, and to really be able to kind of capture that aura and really be able to push that character really to their limit, especially during the final fight sequence, is there's nothing like it.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you mentioned the final fight. Tell us visually how this plays out. Like, I guess we have a ring. I mean, you mentioned it's like boxing choreography. But yeah, what do we see visually? I don't know who wants to take that. And Mark, why don't you jump back in and tell us about how it's designed?
Okay, well, our scenic designer has built a boxing ring. And the way it's going to come together in our intimate in-the-round setting is, well, it's perfect. But that the audience will sit 360 around the boxing ring. We just have to, of course, make it fit through our entranceway. So the design is really creative and you will see it come together right there. And then it is a 15 round fight. Now, we don't sit through 15 rounds exactly. There is a lot of stage artistry and visual effects that go into it, camera work as well. But these guys, Jason, have been training for months. Months they've been up at 5:30 a.m. at Title Boxing on Wednesdays.
Drinking raw eggs.
right. Hey, that's another one we'll cross to. But they've been working their tails off, and the improvement, they were great from the start, or otherwise we would have kept looking, right? So we saw these guys, we said, oh wow, they've got all the tools here. They don't just need to fight, but they need to sing and act as well. And it's a hard package to find. And we found it, and we put it right into the classes at Title. And I tell you, the improvement has been incredible. They're working with our fight choreographer, Justin Calhoun, to make sure everything is safe and well choreographed. Toby and I sat at one of our final rehearsals the other day, and I thought Toby was going to have a heart attack. We have to get an ambulance. Said, this is so realistic. Oh my gosh, the audience is going to go crazy. I said, yes, they are. They're doing a fantastic job.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I mean, people always talk about, you know, Broadway stars and they have to be the triple threat of acting, singing and dancing. Here, you got to be a quadruple threat because you got to be able to box, too. Like, it's crazy. Well, awesome. Well, we can't bury the lead. It's a musical now, you know. So obviously, you know, we think of the movie and we think of the iconic, you know, Gonna Fly Now theme with Bill Conti. And, you know, everybody talks about that. But I love Philadelphia Morning when he's getting up the train, those wailing horns almost like on the waterfront. And I could talk all day about the instrumental soundtrack, but how is it adapted for the stage? You know, at Toby's, what are some of your favorite musical numbers?
They incorporate the classic. You know, well, Eye of the Tiger is weaved into a big group number, and you know, the Gotta Fly Now is obviously incorporated. And there's a stage adaptation of that whole training montage. There's a couple training montages, I think. And you know, you see the skyline of Philly and there's effects like that. And the whole score is kind of this of that era, you know, kind of rock influenced, a little pop influenced. And yeah, Rocky has lots of solos. Adrian has a couple solos. Apollo has a great solo called Patriotic, you know, when they're deciding to choose the Italian Stallion to be his opponent. And yeah, it's a great book or a great score by Flaherty and Aarons. They did a great job, you know, taking something that doesn't have very much music to begin with and making it its own thing, you know, and it's a great score.
It really is. And that's really cool that they bring in Eye of the Tiger, which was, of course, Rocky III. A lot of people forget it wasn't even there in the beginning. But yeah, it's all become part of the old Rocky mythology now. So I'm glad that it's all woven in there. So wait, really quick, you mentioned the Philly skyline and in the famous training montage. Do we actually get Rocky? Hey, Rocky, do we get to see you run up the stairs?
yes, you do. Yeah. There's two sequences, you know, there's the beginning one, where, you know, he gets the rib cramp or the lung cramp and, you know, you get that first one and then where he doesn't really make it up the steps. And then, yeah, you have the second one as well. After, you know, joining up with Mickey and agreeing to ask, you know, him be his manager. So, after that, you know, get to run up the steps, I think a couple times too, like once and then another time after that. So it'll be cool. You know, it'll give the fans like some reminiscence, I guess.
Very cool. Well, you mentioned Mickey really fast. Who plays your Mickey? Because the Rocky Adrian love story is crucial, and the Rocky Apollo rivalry is the climax too. But the other really key relationship is Rocky and Mickey. I mean, he's your trainer. Who plays him?
Robert Biederman, I believe, and he's been in at Toby's for a while.
And what makes him such a good person to work with, playing your mentor?
Oh man, he's a great guy. You know, he was a Vietnam vet, and you know he's a cool guy. I mean, we went and got lunch the other day, and I mean he's just very, you know, like I don't know, working together with him, it was great. And he was giving me a lot of great advice and compliments. And, you know, he's a great guy behind the, like off the stage and on the stage. I mean, he's great to work with. Cause we both bring something to the stage with our scenes, especially in the first act when, you know, it's still just, you know, Rocky gets his locker taken away and then Mickey, you know, kind of just keeps giving him shit and putting him down and stuff. And then
put me on Skid Row.
Put me on Skid Row, you know? So yeah. So it's this whole feud which ends up just, you know, after they just confess to each other, and you know, and Rocky, you know, he's like, yeah, well, I got bad footwork, so you know, the recollection, the coming together, the recommune, I think it just ends up becoming like a great duo together. And yeah, Robert's great to work with, and he has experience. So it's awesome.
Mickey character Jason has a great song called In the Ring, where he reminisces about his past and realizes that, you know, he's near the end. He's in his 70s and he's got a shot here. He never had a wife. He never had a kid. What, he put himself out there for something. Now Rocky needs him. He needs Rocky. Again, they need each other. It's a great song. It's a really powerful moment in the show from Mickey.
Oh yeah, Mickey. That song, I mean, it probably takes back to that scene where he visits Rocky in his apartment. He's showing him the old photos of his old fighting days, and he could have been something if he had a manager. He didn't have a manager. I want to train you, kid. that's great. Well, actually, speaking of Mickey, when you, I can't get through this next part without laughing, but I'm gonna try. Mark, you need to get Mickey to come, since it's a dinner theater, you need to have him come over to the buffet, and you need to have him say, all right, everybody, we're going to eat lightning and crap thunder. I don't know if you actually should do that.
Past, I told you, this man knows his films. Jason, maybe that's what we'll call one of the items on the buffet.
I don't think you can say, I promise you'll crap thunder on the menu. I don't think you can do that. Oh my gosh. But tell us about the food.
Well, it's just, again, we're a dinner theater, so we're all in one. You come for free parking. If an evening show starts 6, show at 8, matinees 12:30, 10:30 brunch, 12:30 show. We have a great salad bar, great buffet. Dessert served at your table, a full bar. So it's a great evening out. You get everything for a really affordable price point. It's really great.
It really
and the
is.
Show's going to be so spectacular. Again, just getting across the point to our female ticket buyers out there. This is not a bunch of fighting and all. It is, again, it's, we can't say enough what a beautiful story this is about relationships. Like you said, good, toxic, helpful. Rocky and Adrian and her brother, Mickey and Paul, the need for each other and a support system and everything Lydia said earlier. It's just, there's so much more than just fighting. And I hope people take a minute to say, this could be really interesting and come out and see it. And on Broadway, so much of the show is between Rocky and Adrian. And the huge Winter Garden Theater didn't do any favors for the intimacy of some of these scenes. Watching the intimacy of these scenes in Toby's, where you are literally 10, 15 feet away from the actors, really knocks it home so much more, Jason. It's so much, it's just powerful and lovely. And they're doing a great job. It's going to really be something special.
Oh yeah, Love Wins is the slogan. That it's even above the title, because we're reminding everyone it's a romance in addition to the boxing. It's for everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, talk about, just big picture it for me. I mean, I think Stallone wrote it in like he went and saw an Ali fight and went home and wrote it like in like by hand on like a, you know, in a notepad or something in like one weekend. And it turns out, you know, and then flash forward months later, it's the top grossing movie of 1976 and it wins the Best Picture Oscar. It itself was an underdog, you know, the story of Rocky, the creation of Rocky was an underdog story, just like Rocky Balboa. I mean, everyone thought it was going to be Network or Taxi Driver, or All the President's Men, all these big acclaimed movies, and this little underdog movie comes out of nowhere and just is like one of the top grossing movies ever. But talk about how, you know, audiences, when they come to Toby's, are going to feel that underdog spirit. Like they might be able to come in and, you know, they might not be boxers themselves, but they might have a relationship. There might be something that they relate to in this. And they talk about how they're just going to kind of be floating out of the theater inspired that they can do anything.
Go ahead, Gerald.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is really a story where there is truly something for everyone. We can really identify with all of these different characters, you know, seeing not only how they each individually come into their own, but how their relationships manifest over the course of the story is really something that's awe-inspiring. And it really is one of those things where as an audience member, as you sit back and as you're watching, you know, you see yourself in the characters, you see them yourself in their struggles, you know, as well. So it really is something where families, you know, anyone really that comes in that's sitting in the seats and they're right there with us, you know, as we say in the round, you're always on, someone can always see you, you know, we're really pulling you into our world and really making you a part of what we're creating on the stage. And so anyone who comes in really leaves with a sense of the fact that they were a part of the story that just took place. And it really is something where, you know, we can all relate to, you know, having to kind of punch up above our station. You know, we've all been an underdog, so to speak, in one different aspect of life. And I would say that really every single character in the show is yearning for something. Everyone is trying to work towards something. We all have our own goals. And it's seeing how those goals really come together and occasionally how they clash, in which we're able to really take away really the true meaning that lies underneath the text.
Absolutely. It's just phenomenal stuff. It's inspiring stuff. It's the franchise itself is just, I mean, Rocky ended the Cold War once in Rocky IV beating Drago. Maybe he can do it again now that the world is going crazy again, but it's so nice, to have something like this coming that's going to inspire us. It's been such a rough couple years with the pandemic and just the war and everything. And it's nice to have an inspiring story. So thank you so much for all four of you for joining us. I'll just end by saying, yo, Tobies, you did it. All right, cool.
Thank you, Jason. Have a great day.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.